This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine this morning, another fabulous action-packed show filled with guests, explainers, complainers, opinions, and perhaps a little bit of gossip. Stay in, stay tuned, stay alive. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine with David Macca McCarthy.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and available on podcast, this is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. An eclectic mix of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyle, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca, I'm coming to you from the Joy Studios. My co-host this morning is Tass, who is at home in St Kilda. Paul is on panel, Fiona's on social media. Good morning. We've got a big show coming up. John Pesutto, previously member, state Liberal member for Hawthorne, Shadow Attorney General, going to talk to us about the Australian Federal Police raid, tracing apps and all things also related to COVID-19. Adrian Kelly, the President of the Real Estate Institute of Australia, going to give us the landlord's view of the current situation with landlords and tenants and rent holidays, etc. After 11, Graham Ashton, Victorian Chief Commissioner of Police, is going to join us and walk us through the IBAC findings on the Hares and Hyenas raid and what that means for our community, what it means for Victoria Police, what it means for the Human Rights Charter, and also what Victoria Police need to do to restore faith in them with regard to these matters. Joanne Pink from the Australian Red Cross Blood Bank is going to join us after Graham to explain the changes that the Therapeutic Goods Administration have recommended to federal and state governments. Not implemented yet, but let's work on the basis they probably will be, what they mean, how they've arrived at this, and what in particular that means to the LGBTI community. Following Joanne Pink, Jeremy King. Jeremy is the principal lawyer at Robinson Gill Lawyers, but he's also the lawyer for Nick Demopoulos, who was horrendously injured in that raid on Hares and Hyenas by the Critical Incident Response Team of Victoria Police. Marina Carman, who's the Director of Rainbow Health Victoria, will join us to bring us up to date on what Rainbow Health are doing and in particular how that impacts on COVID-19. So, Tass, can you hear me?
Good morning, Macca. Can you hear me?
I can. Yeah, I can. So how are you going down there in St Kilda? You're looking out the window, Dale?
I'm looking out the window. I've got all my technology switched on.
So
good morning to you both.
Yes. We're going to speak with John Pesutto soon, but I wanted to get a feeling, Tass, for how's your work week been? You've been working remotely. I observed with Tass and a
yes,
few...
Yes, I have, Macca.
I observed with
I
Tass and a few others.
Facing my laptop and computer almost incessantly for the last week. I've been using a combination of platforms, whether it be audiovisual platforms. I suppose I probably shouldn't name them, but you know which ones we're talking about: Zoom, Skype, FaceTime, all those sorts of things, Microsoft Teams. I'm getting a little bit tired of looking at myself in my screen.
I made an observation, not just to you, Tass, but to some others, that, okay, we're getting used to doing Zoom meetings, those of us that are still working. And, of course, in meetings, usually there's people sitting next to you on the left and the right. You don't normally see their facial expressions and particularly their body language. What I've observed in Zoom meetings, as soon as someone in the meeting is looking away, they actually then don't realise that everyone can see them. So their body language is very obvious, it's quite challenging sometimes because, not apart from anything else, we all need to be conscious of the background that we have when we're on a Zoom meeting. But watching everyone in the meeting that you're meeting with, you can see their face. So that's another dimension, isn't it?
Yes, look, you're right, but also seeing your face can be a bit confronting as well.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
Look, it's been a busy week, Macca. There's no shortage of things to do. I am really pleased to see the numbers declining. The number of new infections, the number of deaths are declining, and the number of recoveries are actually slowly increasing. So all the statistics are moving in the right direction. We are, of course, talking about coronavirus and the impact that's having on our community.
I actually saw a picture of you during the week, Tass, with Ita Buttrose.
Ha ha ha.
Now, when you actually zoom...
How did you see that?
I'm well informed. When you zoom in on that, do you know what was printed on the front of her folder?
I know exactly what was printed.
Sexually transmitted diseases.
Correct. She was actually launching a resource that I worked on in 1986 called Sexually Transmitted Diseases Prevention Education. It was at the beginning of the HIV boom, and and she came down from Sydney to launch it because it was the very first resource that was targeted at schools across Victoria.
Yeah, well, now I really have got some messages here for you, Tass. First off, happy Greek Easter, Tass. Then is Tass going to smash those red eggs at home?
We haven't actually boiled any.
Oh, you haven't done it. That was from 317, and also from Melina, another regular listener. Happy Greek Easter, Tass. There you go.
Thank you.
Why haven't you done the eggs? You've got nothing else to do.
That may be the case, Macca. That may be the case for you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.